only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah. Good morning.
Make it rain.
It's 7-Eleven, Brock Hunter.
I got my rain gun out.
And Juvenile, of course.
With 10 $1 bills in it. That's all I got.
That's it. That's all you got. Hey, stimulus is coming, man. You make...
My rain gun's a one-shooter. It's a single shooter.
It's out. Mine shoots pennies. It's not fun. It's not fun.
It's just a bottle cap shooter.
That's it. It's like, wait, it's one of those marshmallow shooters that you get at the fair. Anyway, folks, we got to keep
like marshmallows.
Yeah, right there. Let's keep removing here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it. Yeah, pump it, pump it.
Pump it out.
Hunter, it's no selfie day today. Can you go a full day without a selfie?
I can. Can you? Can anybody else out there?
I'm going to take a selfie. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. I'm going to take a selfie.
God, there's a good handful of girls that I have on the old Facebook that every single day got to update that selfie.
Ladies, we love you, okay? You're wonderful creatures. All right. And actually, you know, I'm not even good. This is to anyone out there who has got a smartphone and thinks it's necessary to take 9, 10, 20 pictures of your own face every single day, okay? You don't need to.
Here's an easy solution, an easy way. Am I one of these people? Am I? Here's what you do. Open up your phone, all right? Go in your camera roll and go. You know you can do that with your phone? Yep. You can scroll. If it's all of you looking back at yourself because you just take selfies, you need to sit down today just for a second and think, what am I doing with my life?
Why? Just why? What is the benefit of all of those pictures of your own face? Huh?
You don't need 400 pictures of yourself. You know what you look like.
Do you look at them all the time? Do you? I mean, I'm truly wondering what is the point. And along with the selfies, can we please stop the videos, at least for today, where it's just a person looking into the camera and like tilting their head certain ways up and down and left and right?
Can it be no selfie and no boomerang day? How about that?
No TikTok. Just no social media, for God's sakes. All right.
Dude, the boomerang videos. It's always like a chick and she's like cheers in a glass or like sipping off of it, you know, and it goes back.
We should change this to bad selfie day. How about bad selfie day? Where instead of taking 20 effing minutes to get one shot of your face with the right angle and the right filter,
you take
the bad selfie where you're looking down, you got the jowly Jabba the Hutt chin, and you're kind of cross-eyed, and you're like, that's fine.
Today is a take a bad selfie in the messiest part of your house day.
Yeah, not in the gym. On the toilet. It is bad selfie on the toilet day. Okay? That's the only acceptable thing. That's it. Let's take a selfie. Hunter, let's take a selfie.
Oh my God.
And
we're not, listen, if you get mad out there, we're not saying selfies are bad. We're saying 400 of them are bad.
Precisely.
So go through the camera roll and evaluate yourself today and really, really just be honest with yourself.
I've had a selfie done with it's not a selfie when it's done with someone else, but Kiki, she'll take photos with, and she'll do, one a day.
Photos, you know.
Come on. 20 a day. You're not that hot. Turn it down, man. Good God.
And it's always the same pose.
It's the same pose. Same
pose. Horse pose. The horse pose with the one leg.
The horse pose. That's right. Where you got that one leg kind of bent just at the knee. Just lightly. Like a show pony. You're an effing show pony. Okay?
That's what you are.
An effing. And you know what I want to do with that? You know what I want to do with that effing show pony? That's what I want to do. I want to put that show pony down.
You put Barbaro down.
Yeah.
You know. Is that what you sound like walking into the gym?
Yeah. Hey, everyone, it's Seabiscuit. Look at it. Lastly, have you ever hurt yourself while grooming, you know, down below? Down under. Down under. Most men say yes, and it scarred them mentally. Maybe physically, too, but definitely mentally. According to a new survey, 61% of men say they've nicked or cut their junk while they've been grooming down there. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the majority say that they're scared of hurting themselves again every time they shave. You got to go slow, guys. It's a marathon, not a sprint when you're cleaning up the jewels, okay?
Well, I almost disagree. See, here's the thing. I'm like Kill Bill with the razor, man. I'm good. I'm a fantastic razor kind of a guy. Well, when you're 100% terrified of the clippers. That's what gets me every time.
When you're built like a Ken doll, it's easy to go fast down there.
Shut up.
Smooth.
Nice and smooth.
Smooth down there. Smooth.
Yeah, ladies, you don't know how good you have it, you know?
See, here's
us men, you got a bunch of wrinkles to
work around. Yeah, man, I got to stretch that thing out. I got to do the brain where I grip the base, and I got to, like, and then you got to.
It takes an extra 10 minutes, for sure.
I'm always like Bugs Bunny in that one scene where he's shaving Elmer Fudd's head, and he's like, yada-da-dee, yada-da-doo, yada-da.
Curly.
You do got to be careful. Hunter, okay, back in your single days, did you ever have this happen, all right? You and your boys, you're getting ready for a night on the town. Before you go meet up with him, like, all right, I gotta get some brood on my neck, some high karate aftershave.
Gotta do some show prep.
Exactly. And then you nick your junk and you're like, damn it. Now if I meet a slutty lady tonight, there's nothing I can do about this.
It's a nick.
It's a nick, I swear. But then you're too, it's like most chicks, if you're able to sleep with them, picking them up at the bar in the first night, you don't want any nicks or cuts down there.
That's right. You don't want any open wounds.
No, you don't want any open wounds taking that girl home, all right?
When you just go back to the boys. You're like, hey, guys, not tonight. It's not tonight. I'll see you in a week.
Yeah, sorry, boys. Look, I'll wingman you, but tonight I can't. I'm out. I'm on the injury reserve, okay? I can't get in there. Because believe me, any chick that's willing to go back to the car right now is not a chick that I'm willing to have an open sore with, okay?
Yeah.
Be
careful shaving that junk, that's for sure.
Between her open sores and my cut, that's just a recipe for something that I'm going to need a shot of penicillin for. Anyway.
It sounds more like a personal story, really.
Oh, more than once, buddy. More than once. Usually it's because I was running behind and I did a quick shave and ended up nicking and like, damn it.
See, that's when you just flex seal the whole thing.
Is that what you do? I usually just, all right, it's only hand gibbers, and you got to wear this latex glove. That's what it is.
You get clear flex seal. She won't even know, man.
It's water resistant, man. That's great. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.